Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Beberapa aktivis pro-demokrasi Hong Kong yang paling terkemuka termasuk di antara 53 orang yang ditangkap pada hari Rabu. Sekitar 1.000 polisi secara bersamaan menggerebek 72 lokasi di seluruh kota, membuat penangkapan di bawah Undang-Undang Keamanan Ketat yang diberlakukan China pada bulan Juni tahun lalu. Aktivis pro-demokrasi terkemuka dan ketua Partai Sipil Alan Leong menyebut penangkapan itu konyol dan ekstrim, tetapi mendesak para pendukung pro-demokrasi untuk tidak tergoyahkan.
We know that many in Hong Kong are very disappointed, but we appeal to the people of Hong Kong not to despair. We should insist on speaking the truth and living in truth. There will be light at the end of the dark tunnel.
Di antara mereka yang ditahan adalah 13 kandidat dari pemilihan primer tidak resmi tahun lalu, dua akademisi yang membantu mengatur pemilihan pendahuluan, dan seorang pengacara hak asasi manusia Amerika Serikat. Mereka dituduh mencoba menggulingkan pemerintah. Juru bicara Kementerian Luar Negeri China, Hua Chunying, membela penangkapan tersebut dengan mengatakan, polisi hanya berusaha mengekang pasukan eksternal yang berusaha merusak keamanan China.
China is a country under the rule of law, and Hong Kong is a society under the rule of law. We support the Hong Kong police to perform their duties in accordance with the law. The rights and freedom Hong Kong people enjoyed have not been affected in any way. What was affected was that some external forces and individuals in Hong Kong colluded with each other in an attempt to undermine the stability and security of China.
Namun di seluruh dunia, para pemimpin politik telah mengecam semua penangkapan dan menyerukan pembebasan 53 orang itu. Gubernur Hong Kong terakhir, Chris Patten, mengatakan penangkapan itu adalah serangan terhadap kebebasan Hong Kong dan mengejek hukum keamanan nasional China sendiri.
If they think they can actually lock up the idea of freedom and democracy forever, they're kidding themselves. The truth is they're absolutely terrified of what liberal democracies stand for. They're absolutely terrified of things like accountability, the rule of law. They believe in rule of laws and laws which they pass and which are passed and then adjudicated by judges whom they appoint. And then we have to watch for is their attempts to actually undermine the independence of the judiciary in Hong Kong. They're already trying to do that, and I tell you now, they will do it even more in the next few weeks.
Undang-Undang Keamanan Nasional mengkriminalkan tindakan apapun yang merusak kekuasaan atau otoritas China di Hong Kong atau mendorong pemisahan diri Hong Kong dari China daratan. Undang-undang tersebut mulai berlaku pada akhir bulan Juni, setelah lebih dari setahun protes yang meluas terhadap upaya China untuk mengekang kebebasan di Hong Kong. Menteri Luar Negeri Inggris Dominic Raab mengatakan, penangkapan massal itu melanggar kebebasan yang dilindungi oleh deklarasi bersama Sino-Inggris, menambahkan bahwa Inggris tidak akan melihat ke arah lain.
I think is further evidence that they're violating the freedoms and the autonomy of the people of Hong Kong as protected under the UK-China Joint Declaration and International Treaty. When China first imposed the national security legislation, they said it was to bring some stability to Hong Kong. What is clear from these actions is that actually it is designed to crush political dissent. We'll work with all of our international partners to ensure that China lives up to the international responsibilities, the international obligations that it's accepted and that you'd expect of a leading member of the international community.
Uni Eropa juga menyerukan pembebasan segera semua tahanan pada Kamis pagi. Berbicara setelah penangkapan, juru bicara Komisi Eropa, Peter Stano, mengatakan, negara-negara anggota saat ini sedang menilai pilihan mereka dan belum mengesampingkan pemberian sanksi kepada China.
Our reaction to the arrests of more than 50 pro-democracy activists accused of subversion on the basis of their national security law sends a clear signal that political pluralism is no longer tolerated in Hong Kong. The national security law is being used to crush any dissent, to prevent people from exercising their political rights and their human rights, which are protected by the fundamental rights of both Hong Kong and international law, and are binding for China too. As the European Union, we call for the immediate release of the people who have been arrested.
Dan dalam sebuah tweet, Presiden terpilih Amerika Serikat Joe Biden memilih Menteri Luar Negeri Anthony Blinken, berjanji bahwa pemerintahan Biden akan mendukung rakyat Hong Kong melawan apa yang disebutnya tindakan keras China terhadap demokrasi.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.